Welcome to the August 2010 edition of Judd's New England Journal, the rather curious monthly musings of Judson Hale, the editor-in-chief of Yankee Magazine, published since 1935, that's 75 years ago, in Dublin, New Hampshire. The title I have here is About the Word Aya, A-Y-U-H. It has various meanings, including no. Okay, here we begin. Some people feel Aya is no longer utilized in New England today. But they're just not listening. Sure, it's not pronounced in the heavy-handed, overly obvious way the imitators do in order to make fun of us, but the word nonetheless remains a part of our way of speaking and has various meanings based on how it is said. Here then, with apologies for the inadequacies of the spellings and pronouncing, some sounds just cannot be spelled, are nine ayahs that I've identified with nine different meanings. Okay, you ready? Here's number one, ayah. Now that's the usual. The second syllable a half note higher in pitch than the first, meaning I heard what you said. Ayah, ayah, that's just the regular one. Okay, here's one that means no. Lengthen out four more seconds, meaning no, particularly to a question necessitating positive action. All right, it's how you do that. Okay. Very quick, almost a bark. That's number three. With E hardly pronounced, meaning yes, I'm ready to take the next step in the task you're involved with. Let's go to number four. Very slowly now, you got to go slowly, but doesn't last as long as number two. And the middle section is at a higher pitch than either the back or the front end, meaning I hear you, but I don't agree. Now, number five is slow, like slow in the beginning, but cut off abruptly at the end, which is at a slightly higher pitch. It's repeated three or four times. We've talked enough, and I'm ready to move on, is what that means. Okay, number six. Sort of a nasal whine, and you take it with your breath going out and breath coming in. And it's repeated over and over while the other person is speaking. Meaning, I really sympathize with you. Okay, that's that one. Number seven. Each of the two syllables pronounced distinctly, both at the same rather low pitch. Occasionally a P is added at the end, meaning I agree with you. And now, number eight. A short burst of three, rapidly, in a monotone, the accent on the second syllable, followed by a few seconds' pause, and then, even though the other person is still speaking, repeated, meaning you're wasting your time and my time because you're telling me something I already know. Yep. Okay. Finally, number nine. Both syllables emphasize equally and in an exaggerated manner the second syllable, slightly lower pitch, meaning I'm an outsider trying to pass for a native. Or a secondary meaning would be I am making fun of those amusing characters you find in New England. Well, those are the nine. Now, can you think of any more?